If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals finish it off. They sweep the Athletics. They take the finale. Final score, good guys, 6. A's 2. Royals' first four-game sweep of a non-divisional opponent in more than a decade. But my question is, how excited are we getting about it? How excited are you getting about it? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Here's what I want to know, and you can just shoot me a text message if that's easier. Four games in the books, Royals win in comeback fashion 3 times, and then today they take the lead in the first inning and never look back. This four-game sweep is blank. That's, pick a word. Stealing the segment from Fesco and Dusty, their one-word segment, what word would you use to describe this four-game sweep? 913-586-7965. I'll give you my thoughts on the sweep. My thoughts on the game today. Well, I hate to start off with bad news, but you likely heard it already. Matt Cutrero confirming that Michael Garcia will go on the injured list with a left hamstring injury. That's what Q said. Now, what I'm saying is, I don't think we see Michael Garcia again this season. And when I showed up to the ballpark today, obviously excited to watch Bobby Witt Jr. do what he does, and he did it again today, scoring 3 runs, right? Scoring more runs than the entire Athletics team. Always excited to have a front row seat to watch Bobby Witt Jr., but I'm watching this team with an eye on 2027. I had the owner sit right here and say, you know, we're going to try to win every single game, but I want our focus on 2027. And with that focus on next season, man, I saw just about everybody and everything I wanted to see today. From your Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the lefty reliever Connor Thomas, to Nate Pearson shutting the door in the 9th inning with a 1-2-3 6th inning appearance on this, his 30th birthday. And I also wanted to see the big right-hander that the Royals acquired from the Dodgers in the Chris Bubich trade, Carlos Duran. And boy, we saw him today, and we saw why the Dodgers were willing to get rid of him as he walked the bases loaded and almost gave the game away. But thankfully, the aforementioned southpaw Connor Thomas stepped in, bases juiced, 1 out, and only allowed 1 run to come in and score. Kept the game manageable for the Royals, allowed them to tack on a little bit later, and they walk away victorious again by the final score of 6-2. And yeah, Connor Thomas is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods, start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Thomas.com. Yeah, when Thomas comes into that game in the fifth inning, it's a 5-1 game. If he does what so many Royals relievers have done this season, and that is a gag, 2-3 runs come across to score, it's a one-run game, and who knows how this thing turns out. But Connor Thomas, the 28-year-old, comes in, records two outs, faces two batters, and then returns for a 1-2-3 sixth inning highlighted by a pair of punch-outs. So yeah, Connor Thomas, today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. That's how you make us learn your name, right? When you're one of these late-season waiver claims as this organization tries to, on the quick, rebuild this pitching staff, we got a lot of new faces out in the bullpen in the organization. It's tough to keep track. I don't blame the average baseball fan for being unable to keep track. It's on these guys to make us learn their name. And Connor Thomas certainly did that today. Royals have now won five straight and matches the longest winning streak of the season, five in a row and six of the last seven. Final score today at Kauffman Stadium as the boys finish off this four-game sweep. Final score 6-2. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965 if you want to chop it up as the boys pick up win number 55 on the season. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. We'll get to your phone calls and head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse right after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan.
I always feel bad for the parents leaving an afternoon game.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Here's Royals insider, Josh Fernier.
Royals win 6-2. They finish off the four-game sweep of the Athletics and now welcome the Detroit Tigers to town for the first of three tomorrow night. But right now, I want to welcome on to the Guaranteed Foods post-game show. Today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Huge spot in the fifth inning, and then he shuts the door in the sixth. We were just talking about him, and he was nice enough to dial us up. Connor Thomas, welcome to the show. Great job out there today. What has this opportunity in Kansas City meant to you?
Hey, Vern, pleasure to be here. Obviously, to get another chance in the big leagues has meant the world to me. I can't thank the staff and the coaches enough here in Kansas City for giving me another shot.
What's that bullpen like? Because there's quite a few guys out there new to the organization, trying to be a part of the organization next year as well.
I mean, I would just say we got a bunch of dudes trying to prove themselves in the major leagues and some guys that have already proven it. And it's just a bunch of good, positive vibes out there, man. It's a good group to be a part of. I'm happy to be a part of them, and we're going to keep on winning.
What struck you when you first walked into that clubhouse? What impressed you about your teammates and the way they go about their business?
I would say our drive every day. Obviously the season has not gone up to our expectations, but the vibes are still very high. We're out there giving it our best every night, and we're going out trying to win every game no matter what. And it amazed me at how well these guys are still, you know, how positive we are.
How about the coaching staff? I'm interested what they're still learning one another, you learning them learning you. Have they offered anything to where they believe they could take your game to another level?
Not yet. I mean, we're very much still in the learning process with each other. I'm showing them what I can do as well as kind of they're trying to find a role that fits me the best. And right now I'm just trying to show them what I can do and have success at the major league level. And we'll get into more of the details as I continue to perform up here.
Yeah, certainly doing that, certainly performing. And, boy, we need you. We need that lefty arm in the bullpen, and you certainly did the job today. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Connor Thomas, kind enough to dial us up. Connor, great job out there, and hopefully we get to watch you tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks, Vern. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Royals win 6-2, and I want to know from you, this four-game sweep of the A's here at home, fill in the blank. This four-game sweep is 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number, 913-586-7965. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after the game on the field as Bob today scores three runs. 15th time in his career, he's had a game in which he scores three or more runs. That's eighth most in franchise history. He is 26 years old. Here's Bobby Witt Jr. after the game on the field with Royals TV's Bridget Howard.
Well, Ryan, Bobby Witt Jr. just loves a post-game interview, especially this series. It seems like, Bobby, five straight wins for you guys. What is standing out to you about this group and the current streak you guys are on?
You know, we're going out there, we're digging, we're trying to enjoy the moment and just taking it one day at a time.
You had an impressive series, but today you continued it 2-for-4, a homer. How are you feeling at the plate right now? It seems like ever since you came off the IL, you've been in a groove.
Feel pretty good. You know, just trying to enjoy the game, play the game.
Look out.
Izzy and Tyler Tolbert got them good.
Bad time to turn, but you're just enjoying the game right now?
Yeah, just having fun, you know. Get to come to the yard every day. We're working hard in there just to try to, you know, put together some wins.
Everyone has been coming up clutch for this group. It seems like just everyone in the lineup, whether it was Tolle the other night, Rave last night, Salvi, Massey today, Isaac Collins. How are you seeing everyone contribute 1-9 in this lineup?
Yeah, we're just playing good baseball, you know. We're just trying to play the game the right way, play the game hard, prepare the way we do in there, and then just go out there and compete.
It's felt like there's been a new energy, maybe a little new life, confidence in this group this series. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, we're just ready to compete, ready to go out there and play our game and enjoy every moment.
First four-game sweep of the A's for the Royals since 1994. It was a fun week, Bobby. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Let's keep rolling.
There you go. Yeah, let's keep it rolling. Bobby Witt Jr. has been rolling since returning from the IL. He's batting .333, and in this series, he became the first Royal to record at least 8 runs and drive in at least 5 runs in a series since George Brett back in the championship campaign of 1985. Let's go to Butch on the Plaza. Butch, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
How are you doing, Vern? I'm kind of in 27 mode already, but to answer your question, I thought that was workmanlike today. We looked like a team that was it was a good team, and that's what you're supposed to do against a bad team. And that's what I felt like this whole series was. And I wonder, Vern, how happy a flight is that for West Sacramento to go to Houston today?
Oof. Oof.
I'm glad I'm not on that one. I've got some questions, and for my own information, that's why I want to ask this. First of all, is Kimbrel somebody we bring back next year? His package this year was 1 year at 2.6, and that's doable. And, with him, I've watched him a long, long time. And if his first pitch is a strike, he's lights out. If his first pitch is a ball, put your seatbelt on. But I like him. I'm not necessarily think he's the closer, but he's somebody I think could be a big help to the rest of the bullpen. What's your thought on that?
Appreciate the phone call. Clarity on Craig Kimbrel. Clarity, of course, provided by UMB Private Wealth. Let them provide clarity around your financial future. Listen, as it's currently constructed, right, this 40-man roster, right now you can't overlook or dismiss anyone. Randy Dobnak's 31-year-old behind, or Craig Kimbrell, who's knocking on the door of 40. But I would like to think that they could find better options. Now, we'll see. And you know what? Let me also get to the end of the season with Craig Kimbrell. You know, let's allow this to breathe. What we saw today, faces two batters, records three outs as he gets a hand from Luke Maley throwing out Lawrence Butler, who had a rough day. there was a moment early in this game. Butler reached on a single and apparently stung his hand. You know, maybe got jammed and his hand was ringing as he's standing there on first base. And he's shaking his hand and doing all these histrionics over there at first base. Keep in mind, Salvi was the first baseman. And if you've been watching Salvi long enough, you know that Salvi doesn't want to hear anyone complain about anything. Play the game, stiff upper lip, grind through it, and find a way. So Salvi's standing on first base while Lawrence Butler's, you know, getting his lead while shaking his hand because he's in pain. Salvi's talking trash to him. He's looking at both dugouts, pointing at this dude, going, you know, whose boy is this? Who's out here whining about their hand stinging? I'm 36 years old. I got bruises all over me, and I'm out here smiling, starting double plays in the first inning. Yeah, tough day for Lawrence Butler. But my thought on Craig Kimbrell is I really hope they can find 13 better options by opening day of 2027. I think Steven Cruz obviously is one. I think Daniel Lynch will likely end up back in that bullpen. You know, I guess my reply would be Kimbrell or Alex Lang. Alex Lang is going to be cheaper. And you know that number that you put out there with Craig Kimbrell? I don't know if he's commanding that next year. Honestly, I don't know if he gets a major league deal next year. And maybe if he doesn't get a major league deal, he calls it a career, waits a few seasons, and then enters Cooperstown. But no, when I look at this bullpen right now, it's Steven Cruz, it's Daniel Lynch. Really hoping that Nate Pearson can stick around and put up zeros. Really hoping for the best with Carlos Duran, who we saw today. And then, of course, our guaranteed foods player of the game, Connor Thomas. So that's five of your eight relievers. None of them are a bona fide closer. And as you acknowledge, Craig Kimbrell isn't the bona fide closer. So I need to go spend money or acquire a ninth inning guy and likely an eighth inning guy. Maybe Cruz and Lynch can hold it down in the sixth or the seventh. So with those names I mentioned, your eighth inning acquisition, your ninth inning acquisition, I think you got one spot open in the bullpen. And then you also need to rebuild the bullpen down in Omaha. Craig Kimbrell ain't taking that assignment. So we'll see. He's been fine early on. I don't know if that necessarily translates to 2027. Furthermore, what we're talking about when we talk about Craig Kimbrell or Alex Lang, we're talking about the sixth or seventh best reliever in your bullpen on opening day. Now, Butch, of course, that's a reflection of how locked in you are, that you know you're already putting that roster together. But I would like to think that this front office can acquire a few other names to at least compete with Kimbrell and hopefully outperform Kimbrell next spring or next summer or whenever spring training officially begins after this pending lockout on December 1st. Which you never know. I could sit here and tell you how it benefits the Royals, you know, the season starting a little bit later. You know, Lewinder Avila, Stephen Kolick, possibly back late June out of the bullpen. Cole Reagans possibly back out of the bullpen in June or July of next year. Now, if this season doesn't start until the end of May or the beginning of June, man, you know, you're lopping off 40, 50 games where you're likely undermanned pitching-wise. So if the season starts in early June, man, it might be only a few weeks until a Reagans or a Kolick or an Avila can help you out of the bullpen. And maybe they could be that eighth-inning guy, that ninth-inning guy. Who knows? Butch, always nice to hear from you. That clarity for Craig Kimbrell, again, presented by UMB Private Wealth. Allow them to provide clarity around your financial future. Do you have a financial plan? Do you know if you're going to have enough to retire? Get with the team at UMB Private Wealth Management. Go to umb.com/private wealth to schedule an appointment today. Advisory services offered by investment advisor representatives through UMB Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Let's go to Larry. You're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Larry, Royals win 6-2. How do you describe this four-game sweep?
Oh, it's fantastic. But I'm like watching this team for 2027, too, and to see what's available. And I think we got an owner that's willing to put out the money. But I wanted to call and tell you that I really appreciate you keeping me up on the minor league system, because Baseball America has just went south. They don't give you no information at all.
Really?
And so I really appreciate that.
Man, I'm happy to do it. I love diving into that stuff. It's probably unhealthy, the amount I dive into the minor leagues, but I'm glad someone's appreciated it, Larry. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965. This four-game sweep of the Athletics is fill in the blank. Taking a look at the text line, this four-game sweep of the Athletics is overdue, is perfect, is a step in the right direction, is what they should have done, are a few of the messages coming in early on. Text line always open for you, 913-586-7965. I want to say a special thanks to my buddy Johnny up in Osborne, Missouri, Johnny Walker. Gave out your whole government name there, Johnny. But, man, Johnny stopped off Kauffman Stadium, stopped by my booth, dropped me off some snickerdoodle cookies, some banana nut bread, a pumpkin spice cake. He hooked up Ryan and Stu and Denny and Jake and all the guys on radio. Great guy. Plan on linking up with him coming up sometime in October. So, again, thank you very much, Johnny, up in Osborne, Missouri. I appreciate the gifts, man. Johnny was in the building. He was one of the near 12,000 to watch the Royals sweep the A's. Dean was in the building as well. Dean, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern.
What's up, dude? I was hoping that was you. You said you would call in.
I would. I don't lie that much, but thank you for signing my ball. Could I talk about the game?
Please, let's hear it. What stood out to you? What'd you like?
Well, I feel bad for, like, Michael Garcia.
Yeah.
I think he pulled his hamstring.
Correct.
But, well, I think Nick Lofton replaced him, and I think he did pretty good.
Sure did. Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it, Dean. Dean, thanks for the phone call. Nick Lofton comes in with that RBI triple in the fourth inning, draws a walk in the fifth, and yeah, if you missed it, Michael Garcia heading to the injured list with a left hamstring injury. I have thoughts on it, you know, but I'm just such an idiot. Sometimes I'm hesitant to give my thoughts because, you know, I'm barely a radio host, let alone a baseball expert. Let alone a medical expert. But I find myself, like, frustrated with Michael for that injury. I don't know. You know, just you know, I sit here, you know, hours before the game, putting together that on-deck show, and it's just always, I'm like, why are you getting here less than 2.5 hours before the game? Looking like you just rolled out of bed? Come on, dog. Soft tissue stuff? Oh, come on. Now, the thing is you know he's a tough dude. He can battle through pain. We saw that with the hand injury in the month of July. But, boy, that's just, it's a bad look. It's a bad look when I'm beating you to the ballpark and then you get a soft tissue injury. I don't know. But, again, I'm an idiot. Royals win 6-2. That was fun. The victory, the four-game sweep, and now the Detroit Tigers are coming to town. Royals looking to put a dent into their playoff hopes. We'll preview that series and get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5 The Fan.
I told you my buddy dropped off all those sweets. Johnny, I appreciate it.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Fastball and it's whack, and I mean whack. Deep left field, Geloff to the wall and gone. Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah. You can't put a pitch there. Come on. Bob's ahead in the count, 3-0. Pitcher gets back in at the lefty, Gage jump. Full count offering, 94 at the top of the zone, out over the plate. Bobby destroys it, 402 feet into the A's bullpen. His 16th of the season, career home run number 121. Six more, and Bob finds himself top 10 in Royals franchise history. That big fly from Bob means another $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation, as this year we've partnered with KCUC, and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every homer the boys hit this year. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Scheduled today at kcuc.com. Bobby Witt Jr.'s played in 16 games since returning from the injured list. In those 16 games, he has scored 20 runs. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7965. This four-game sweep of the A's is, text line from the 785, it is meaningless. KD in North Carolina says it's a reason to check the standings. Royal Trucker calls it cute. Sean in Liberty says it's encouraging. One texter says it sucks because it cost the Royals the number one pick in the draft. Well, that's not true. Unless they did away with the lottery, that is not true. Text line 913-586-7965 from the 816. This sweep was past due, refreshing, irrelevant, too little too late. This sweep was badass from the 913. It was blah from the 620. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Royals, with this win, they get the record now to 19 games below 500. The boys are on pace to win 69 games this year. 6-2 is your final score. I'm back at it tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Noah Cameron, who is suddenly the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, looks to see if he can keep it rolling tomorrow night. 7:10 first pitch. Noah Cameron against the equally red-hot Troy Melton. Should be a great night of baseball at the K. I'll see you then. Take care. Thanks for listening.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.